know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. I love it.
So fun.
Well, that means it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Hey, everybody.
When we sing out loud.
That's right. That's how you know.
That's how you know.
If you forget what day it is and you hear us, then you know it's Friday.
Yeah, welcome back to Fried. I'm Sarah Tiana.
I'm John Reap.
And we are Fried Central. The center of Southern fun.
All things comedy, Southern bone, right here.
Yeah.
And both of us look cold.
We're chilly.
It's very windy outside.
Giblets.
Today.
Oh, yeah. I know. I went to the zoo last night for the zoo lights. Have you been to that?
No, where? In the Griffith
Park?
At
the LA Zoo. Uh huh.
Yeah. I've been a long time ago.
Long time ago.
That must be awesome.
Yeah. They have all, I mean, you can't really see any animals except for like the snake lair or whatever that's called.
Snake lair?
I don't know what that, the inside building. You know, the part of the zoo where you go on the inside?
Oh, not like a snake exhibit.
Yeah, it's like live snakes. And
you just get in there like
weird platypuses or whatever. Like,
oh, that sounds cool.
I don't know. There's like a bunch of lizards. You know, it's like the gross place where
okay.
they make everybody stand close to each other.
Why? What for?
I don't know. It's just the one place that's inside.
Oh,
the zoo,
I see.
Is
Everything
what I
else
mean.
Is
like,
outside.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it,
where
it,
you
it,
have
yeah.
space.
Yes.
Whereas,
and they light it up, huh?
Yeah, well, I feel like, I don't know why, like, the snake thing has to be on the inside. I feel like if a snake escapes, it's like, well, we're all dead because we're just going to trample each other to get out of here, and then we're all going to get eaten by a snake.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of snakes.
They have, like, the vipers, you know, and, like,
yeah.
Ugh, yeah, they're so gross.
Well, one of these days I'm going to get back up there. It is cold today, but it's warm in here.
Because it's fried.
Because it's Friday.
When it's Friday, we've got to turn the heat up.
So let's start with, there's, you know, I asked this little, on our Instagram page, our Fried Instagram page, posed a question. I said, like, hey, we're recording a couple of shows. What do you want us to ask each other?
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, they wanted to know, like, when did you find out that Santa Claus wasn't real? Oh. Spoiler alert!
Oh, as you say it afterwards.
Sorry.
You're supposed to say spoiler
right.
alert before.
I gotta remember that.
I mean, you and your mother, you are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, I gotta put that in the front of the thing.
Spoiler alert, you're
That's
her
the
son.
Alert part of the spoiler, isn't it? Okay. Whoopsie daisy. Sorry, kids. Easter Bunny is real. Tooth Fairy is very real.
Very real. Santa Claus.
So when someone lied to you and said that there was no Santa, do you remember when that happened?
Yeah, I remember finding out, like, figuring it out. I probably, like, 10, 11-ish, like that area,
yeah.
You know. That, and I remember waking up in the middle of the night because my parents had gotten me, well, I had asked Santa for a radio.
Oh.
And it went off, like it. You know, I guess my parents were probably like testing the batteries or to see if it works.
Oh,
and
really?
Then it was turned all the way up. So
oh, no.
I heard this radio go off and then I heard like, like giggling.
Yeah.
And then like, and I remember seeing like this little pink radio. And then I saw my mom eat a cookie and I was like, why would you eat Santa's cookie? Like those are for Santa.
What? Were you like,
you know?
Were you like peeking out your door?
Yeah, because
or
my bedroom looked out on the living room.
Yeah.
So if I opened up my door, I could see into the living room where I could see the tree.
Oh, wow.
And we had this little green stool that we always put the cookies and the milk on.
Okay.
And so I saw that radio and my mom eat a cookie, and I was like, wait a second. And then when I woke up, that radio was from Santa, and I was like, something's fishy. And then 5 years later, I found it. No, and then
all right. And yeah. Just now, when I said that.
Yeah, and then, so that was when I found out. What about you?
Did you question there, like, hey, tell me the truth. I know that you got that. And there's no,
no
blah,
I never
blah, blah.
Said anything.
You just sort of just let her.
I'll just let it go. And then,
right.
But in my mind, I was like, I know. And then I remember, like, years later, my dad saying something to me like, well, you know there's not a Santa Claus. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I know.
Course.
I know.
I mean,
yeah.
I've always known,
I mean, I'm
Dad.
Not an idiot. I'm a grown-up.
Yeah, that's
and
stupid.
Like, then inside, you're just, like, melting.
Devastated.
Like,
yeah, I think I found out, like, it was sort of a process. Is all happening in the third grade.
Third grade?
Yeah.
That's early.
That's very early.
Aww.
Maybe it was a fourth grade. three.
Well, either way, you were 15.
Yes, that's true. Yes, very true. But I was like, I went to the mall with my mom to go see Santa.
Uh-huh.
Right? Well, for her, it was like, we're going to go shopping, blah, blah, blah. But
right.
I was going to go see Santa.
Yeah. And you're like, here's the reason I'm going to go.
Here's what's happening.
Here's while I'll go shopping with you.
Yeah, that's Mom, you can go disappear. It's just me and Santa time.
Right.
Go get my, yeah, so I go and I meet Santa, blah, blah, blah. It was great. And then she goes, we got to go to this other mall. So we had two malls, believe it or not. We had the old mall and the new mall.
Oh.
So then we go to the new mall.
Fancy.
And I'm like, there's a Santa here, too. Why are there two Santas?
Uh-huh.
Something's going on here. And then I think I was like, well, probably like a representative. Someone who's like, not really Santa, but he's like.
But he has a direct line.
Yeah, he's like, tell me, I'll tell him.
I'll tell him.
Yeah.
I'm good for it.
So then I'm like, okay, don't. Me. I was like, don't panic.
Don't panic.
Yeah, and then I remember some kid, like I'm talking about it, and Santa, and some kids, some older kid, like in probably the fifth grade, he's like, you think Santa's real?
Oh,
you idiot. I'm like,
no.
Okay. So that's,
aww.
It was a process all in the third or fourth grade when I was 15.
Yeah. Man, I saw, I was a Santa's helper in college.
You were?
Yeah, I used to do that at Christmas time because
what did
during
that entail?
The school year, most of the school year, I worked at Six Flags performing in the shows. But from like November to February, we didn't work.
Okay.
So, you know, I needed something to do. So
yeah.
November, December, I was a Santa's helper.
What did you do as a Santa's helper?
You know, I like help like make the kids smile and, you know.
At the mall?
Yeah, at the mall. Like
I would sell them.
Like,
I don't know what that
meant.
What did
you mean, like at the North Pole?
I don't know if there's a hospital involved or some sort of charity. Were you ringing bells with the Salvation Army?
Yes, I gave away candy canes. I took the picture.
Oh, that's cool.
I helped, you know, printed out the picture. I still have pictures of myself and our Santa from the mall because he was a good Santa, Santa, because he had a real beard.
Yeah.
That's always the key.
And
So that was really fun. And then I'll try to post a picture of that because I'm sure I still have one. As you know, I was 19 years old.
You think most of these Santas are like creepy guys deep down?
Well, you know what? Last night when I was at the zoo, I got my picture taken, and so I was there with my godkids. You know, Madrigal and his wife were there with the kids, and then my boyfriend was there, and we had gone last year, Christopher and I, and we got our picture taken with Santa. So I was like, oh, let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's the same Santa. And I didn't realize how tight he was hanging on. Like he just would like neither one of my godkids would sit on his lap. So of course I had to sit on his lap twice.
With all the groping going on now, I wouldn't even want to be a Santa.
I know.
I mean, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
He's for everybody.
You know, yeah. He was like, what do you want for Christmas? Like he asked me that. And I was just trying to be funny. I was like, oh, commitment from my boyfriend, which I already have, you know, because he's my boyfriend.
You're just dropping jokes on
yeah.
Santa.
And then my boyfriend comes over like 10 minutes later to get the picture with him and I and Santa. And so he asks Christopher what he wants for Christmas. Yeah. And he goes, the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's like,
that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
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 Doesn't that always happen? That's an easy one.
Yeah, that's an easy one for Santa to grant.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, oh, here we go. I was like trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Of course, he does a serious one.
Have you been to Alaska?
I have. I've been to just Anchorage. I haven't been to any other part.
There's a little run that you do in one of the towns. There's this place called the North Pole. It's actually a town called the North Pole.
Oh.
Yeah. And they do stand up there. But I found out from being there that you know, all these kids who write letters to Santa, and they just put North Pole.
Oh,
it ends up there, and the town answers them. It's like
a cool thing
they do. Yeah, like they say all these letters, and they just write back. And so I was like, that's pretty cool.
I would love to live there. That sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah,
I watch all the Hallmark movies right now.
Is that like? I think there is one based on that almost, or maybe that's.
They're definitely like they'll be called like. You know, like the name of the town is like Festive or Jingle, North Dakota or whatever, you know, or Santa Claus, Missouri or something, you know.
Right.
And I mean, I'm addicted to those.
Do you watch the Hallmark movies?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, they're all the same.
I mean, if I go home and I'm hanging out with my mom and dad and the mom will take charge of the remote at some point, then that's what happens.
Well, they play them on a loop and they're all different. And the reason I forgot how much I watched them. I usually don't watch them until like the week of Christmas when I'm home with my sister, because she and I are both addicted to them. But then I remembered Kimberly, Brad Paisley's wife, telling me about a movie that she was doing for Hallmark for Christmas.
Okay.
When we were taping the special.
Right.
And she's like, you know, it's the first movie I've done in like 8 years since she had the boys.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'll be on the lookout for that. And they just started playing that one. So I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, cool.
I'm
Do you know
so
the name
excited.
Of it?
It's called The Christmas Train.
All right. The Christmas Train. I'll watch that definitely because I like her.
She's the best.
The Christmas Train.
Yeah.
All right.
But literally every Hallmark Christmas movie is the same. Like they, at 15 minutes before it's over, they almost kiss and then they don't because something interrupts them. What? And then they have a fight, and then 5 minutes before the movie's over, then they kiss and then it's over.
Oh, well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. That is exactly what happened.
Hey, I want to say this real quick. Congratulations to you and your Bulldogs.
Oh.
Yeah, I was watching that. I was happy for you.
First of all, I don't even know how to say how excited I can't. This has never happened to me in my life. Like, my team has never, except for the 1 year that the Braves won the World Series, like, we haven't been close to going to, like, winning anything. So I'm just excited to be in the playoff, and I'm definitely going to the game here.
What is, do you know who they're playing?
They're playing Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield.
And so
Mister,
the teams are...
I grabbed my crotch.
Oh, is that what he did?
He grabs his crotch.
Oh, that was the guy, the quarterback who did all that for the other team? Screw that.
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's groping himself.
Yeah, exactly.
He should press charges on himself. Take himself to
court. That would be great, actually, if he couldn't play.
We should tweet that out.
Like, New Year's Day.
It groped me. What? So you're playing Oklahoma. Who else is in it?
Clemson and Alabama.
And Alabama.
Rematch.
So who would you, like, let's say you beat Oklahoma. Who would you rather play, Clemson or Alabama?
I mean, I think I'd love to play Alabama just because I feel like
just
I want to beat SEC team. But, I mean, either one is going to be difficult.
Yeah, who do you hate more? Probably Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Yeah, because I mean.
Roll Tide. It gets old.
Exactly. Roll on out of here.
Have you been to Birmingham and played there?
No, I've only done the military base down there.
There's a club called the Stardome there, right?
Yeah, and I've heard it.
You know, it's a great club, but if you mention anything about football, it's like Roll Tide every 5 seconds.
Right, every.
And so, and then you know, they also have Auburn there,
which is
War Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you don't do, which I did.
Oh no!
Well, it's fine. I didn't care. I was just like, I walked out. I was like, yeah, you guys got some great football here. I said, Roll Eagle, War Tide, and they're like, huh? Wait a minute.
Oh, did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
that was just messing with them. Yeah. So that was fun. But yeah, I'm like, you know, a lot of people who like me love the Tide, and I just do not care. So,
well, you know,
I was happy for you because you guys won pretty big, didn't you?
We won big, and we'd only had one loss, and it was to Auburn,
who
we beat in the SEC championship. So literally, the only way that we were going to be able to go to this game was if Auburn beat Alabama, and then we beat Auburn, and both of those things can't happen. So. Just as a fan, like a Georgia sports fan, like all Georgia sports, whether it's the NFL or the Major League Baseball, like, I just don't know what winning feels like. So this is all so new to me, and I'm just pretty excited.
I'm going to be rooting for you then.
And they're playing here in Los Angeles, where I live.
Is that right?
The Rose Bowl.
Oh, the Rose Bowl. When is it? Oh, you're going, you said.
New Year's Day,
It's New Year's Day.
I'm definitely going.
Ooh, take pictures.
If I have to sneak in like Spider-Man.
Are you going to get on the field? Do you got some connections?
You mean on purpose? Or?
I mean, well, you got some sports
connections. Yeah.
I'll definitely take pictures of you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be able to go with a press pass on
there
the field and then go to my seat.
So. You should go find that quarterback and grab his crotch.
Yeah, right? Then I'll definitely get kicked out.
Hey, it's been a while since we've read any reviews on our iTunes.
Oh, yeah?
Should I read a couple? I think we have some new ones.
My mom.
Well, but first, before I do that, let's see if you know recognize any of these names. Do you know any of these people? You know, mom or anybody? Do you know this person or this person?
I don't know any of these people.
All right. So this one loves you a lot.
Yeah,
this was on November 29th, and it says, it's just not enough. 5 stars. I have looked for every interview and guest appearance on every podcast I could find. I'm talking about Sarah.
Oh.
John, LOL, JK, love you both. Love the pod. Love the Brad Paisley stuff. I don't know. I'm just super into y'all. Go South, go Dogs, go Falcons, as long as they don't embarrass us again. And dadgum, go comedy.
Yeah.
Thanks for the about an hour a week. Wish it was longer, but beggars can't be choosers. So, and that's from a guy named Intoxic8.
Intoxic.
Yeah.
He is Intoxicate. Oh, Intoxicate.
I just got it. I'm not good at reading those license plates either. I'll sit there and go like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to spell
it. It says cheerleader.
Intoxicate. So this guy loves booze.
Booze?
He likes to be booze. He likes to be intoxicated.
That's a good name. Intoxicate.
I like it. I wonder if you could put that on a license plate that let you do that. And drive.
Yeah.
And another one from JP11717. Does that mean anything?
You don't know that word?
The ones are eyes. Sarah and John make every Friday better. Thank you and keep it up. So there you go, folks.
Thanks, y'all.
Y'all are liking us and we like you for liking us. So, talk about us. Get on the internets. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. And all that jazz.
Rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Rate, review, subscribe, and share. Your R's and your S's. That's right. So my mom said she is good to go.
Okay.
We might be calling mom here in a minute.
We gotta try to guess what movie she saw.
Well,
that's my other favorite.
I
love
that
game.
Yeah, that's a fun little side bet sometimes. Like, what did she see? But, before we do that,
okay,
we gotta do a little tribute to someone
who passed
away. Sadly. Sad, sad, sad. Jim Nabors, y'all.
Yeah.
Golly.
Oh, my gosh. The Andy Griffith Show was... I watched it every day when I came home from school.
Yeah.
Because that was part of TBS. I mean, we watched TBS when we got home, which was, all of the Hanna-Barbera, and then it was Andy Griffith.
Right.
And, Good Times. We talked about this before.
Good Times. Yeah. Did you ever watch Silver Spoons?
I did watch Silver Spoons, yeah. But I felt like, was that after school? I felt like that was like a TGIF type. Or
I get them all confused.
It might have been on like a Tuesday when Growing Pains was on.
Yeah. Well, we have an age gap, so maybe it was different, when I was
true.
That age.
But, yeah. By the time my young buck got up there, it was in reruns.
Yeah. So do you know much about Mr. Jim Nabors?
No, I don't.
Let me tell you about James Thurston Nabors. Yeah. He was
Thurston.
Born in 1930.
He doesn't seem like a Thurston.
No,
isn't
not
that
at
like
all.
Gilligan? Oh, that was the other one, Gilligan's Island. It was like Andy Griffith and Gilligan's Island.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island. Andy Griffith, and there's something. Were you?
Tell us on Twitter because we're
idiots. Yeah. You know. Talk to me, Goose.
Talk to me, Goose. Yeah.
So he was an actor, singer, and comedian. Go.
I Dream a Genie was the other one.
That's it. Thank you, Aaron, with the save.
Oh, man. My mom is so happy right now because just that sweet, sweet sound just came over
those
microphones.
Silky voice. Yeah.
he starts blushing. Okay.
You'll never find. So he was born in Alabama, speaking of Roll Tide. Jim Nabors was born.
Oh, so that was an authentic accent that he
had. Mm-hmm. Silica, Alabama. I'm not sure exactly
Silicon?
What it is.
Silicon Valley, Alabama.
It's weird. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. S-Y-L-A-C-A-U-G-A. How do you pronounce that word? Silicaga.
That's Silicaga.
Silicaga, Alabama.
Silicaga.
Silicaga.
Yeah, Silicaga.
Mm. He moved to Southern California because of his asthma. That's what I'm reading this.
Oh, was
this
he Jewish?
Great.
Because that sounds like such a Jewish thing
right.
to do.
I can't live here. My asthma. He was discovered by Andy Griffith while working at a Santa Monica nightclub.
Well, Andy Griffith was Southern too, right?
Yeah,
North Carolina.
Yeah. And he later joined the Andy Griffith Show as Gomer Pyle, as we all know. The character proved popular, and Nabors was given his own spinoff, Gomer Pyle USMC, which I love that show.
Yes. And he was made an honorary Marine later
he was.
Because of that, right?
That's exactly
because
right.
Of that role. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's see here. I'll give you some more. He had a rich baritone voice, which was hilarious because he'd talk like this.
Yeah,
then he'd start singing. He'd sound like Aaron over there,
Yeah, those sweet, sweet sounds.
And he died in Hawaii with his husband.
Right.
Yep. And he had a liver transplant like 20 years ago, and it just slowly started not getting
20 years. That's good. Then that's a long time to live with a transplant, right?
I think so. And his immune system just slowly gave out, and you know that's what did him in. But great career, hilarious dude, from the South, made it in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
and did well, and he's beloved by everybody. And you know, to pay a little tribute to Gomer here, let's play one of his songs.
Okay.
Would you like to hear some classic Jim Nabors? This is from the Gomer Pyle when he was doing. Okay, I'll just play it for you.
I am proud to present Marine Private First Class Gomer Pyle.
He's walking on stage. He's nervous. He's all decked out in his uniform.
Is this like an actual show?
This is an episode.
Oh, an episode.
To dream the impossible dream.
Right?
Wow.
To fight the unbeatable foe.
Had an album like it's so weird that all the people, not all of them, but him and Andy Griffith both had albums where they'd sing. And
all right,
but that guy had some pipes,
and such a deep voice,
And it's weird, right? He did become an honorary Marine, like you said, later on. Let me read that thing. Do you know he was in a fraternity? He was.
He was
in a frat. Yeah, he was a frat boy.
No.
So crazy. And he would sing at the Indianapolis 500 every year, because he would sing their little opening song there. But heck of a voice.
Every
good
year,
guy.
Even up until...
Yeah, well, until he got really
got
sick.
Too old or sick.
Yeah, and just stopped going. R.I.P., Mr. Jim Nabors, you will be missed. We love you. All right,
yes.
That's good.
Yeah, that. Whoop.
I'm just gonna go ahead and turn that off. I gotta learn how to slowly pot it down. That's one of your little words. Is it pot it down?
Sure. Oh wow, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, he's got. He had like I said, he had a couple of albums.
Seems like now he could, you know, be one of those Marines that sings at the national anthem. You know, at the games they always have.
Yeah. I bet he did I wonder if he ever did like a football game or anything like that. You know, like the national anthem.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well. Should I call Mama?
Yes.
Do we want to?
Oh wait.
Do you want to try and guess what?
So here's some movies that are out this week.
Right.
That I mean, I think maybe.
Can I
goodness.
That little thing.
Yeah.
There we go.
Just Getting Started. That's the one with the Morgan Freeman.
Uh huh.
They're old guys or whatever.
Oh right.
The Disaster Artist, which is about that movie,
The
Room.
There's no way she saw that.
Yeah, no. I, Tonya, about Tonya Harding.
Ooh, that's a maybe.
Here's another one that might, Coco, that's the animated one with the
yep.
Justice League, Wonder, which is, that's, you know, that might be my guess. Daddy's Home 2.
I'm going to go with, what was that first one you said?
Or Murder on the Orient Express or Thor. Just Getting Started?
I think I'm going to go with that. I'll let Aaron go first. Aaron? Because it's my mom, I should go last.
Okay.
That feels not fair.
Well, since I know what you're going to pick.
Yeah, go ahead and take it.
Yeah, right?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Just, exactly. Go a dollar over. I'm going to pick Wonder. I think she went and saw that.
Wonder.
Mm-hmm. That's one with Julia Roberts and Owen.
Okay. Well, just to be fun, I'll do the dad's one. What's that one?
Oh, Daddy's Home too.
Daddy's Home, yeah.
We already know how much she didn't like the cursing and bad moms.
I know.
No,
so
she went to see.
I think I'm taking a loss on this one, so let's call. Let's see what she's doing. Mama.
Let's see what everybody at home guesses.
We should ask my dad about coneweed.
Oh, my gosh,
because
yes.
He's the one who told me about it.
Yeah, we definitely need a coneweed.
Hello.
Hey, Mama.
Hey there.
What you doing?
Just... put my drops in my eyes.
I mean,
yeah. That's like every 5 minutes now, right? I mean, how often do you have to do that now?
8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, 8 at night, 9 at night, and then at bedtime.
There you go.
Goodness.
So we call it right that, the dry drop time.
Right.
So say hey to Sarah, Mama.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
And Aaron's in here, too. Aaron, would you like to say hey to my mom, Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah, say hey.
Hi, Betty Boo.
Hi, Aaron. Mom, how are you?
Yeah.
She likes your voice.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm.
So you have a movie review for us, Mama?
I do.
Okay. We're very excited.
Wait, I want to ask her, too. I want to ask you if you had a good time with how your Thanksgiving was, because I haven't talked to you since John was home for Thanksgiving.
Well, we had a very enjoyable time, didn't we, John?
We sure did. Mom makes an awesome ham.
Oh.
So we had a big ham.
That's right. He said y'all didn't have any turkey.
No turkey. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. This year, no turkey.
Would you like to have turkey at Christmas?
Oh, no.
Look, I don't care about turkey, Mama. Whatever you make is great for me. I love it.
Oh,
I love your green beans. I love your cream corn. I love your deviled eggs. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's the first thing I ask for when I come home. I go straight to the fridge and grab deviled eggs. and the sweet tea.
Nice.
And the diet sun drop.
Yeah.
Caffeine free.
You got to have the diet sun drop.
Yes.
But, we had a good Thanksgiving.
Okay, good.
Go ahead, Mama. What you got?
Yeah, what?
Well, I still have that thank you for your service, the latest one we went to see was Wonder.
Oh, I got it right. That was my guess, Betty.
We take little side bets on what you saw, and Sarah won that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want it. Man, I haven't seen either of those, so
I haven't seen Wonder.
Kind of excited.
Actually, I wonder what it's about.
Oh, yeah, let's do Wonder then.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Julia Roberts plays the mom, and Owen Wilson is the dad, and a little boy named Jacob Tremblay is their son, August.
Mm-hmm.
They call him August. And when he was born with Treacher-Collins syndrome.
Never heard of it.
I haven't either. It's a very serious facial deformity.
Oh, no.
And
maybe
it was
maybe I should look into it.
John.
I wonder if that's what I have.
No. It was so severe that as soon as Augie was born, the nurse grabbed him up and took him running from the delivery room before his mom and dad could see him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's not a good sign. The nurse is like, you can't look at this baby. I'm going to save it from you and your eyeballs. So, so his face was deformed, huh?
Oh, gosh, it was so bad. And when they finally do get to see him, they're so heartbroken, and they just didn't know how they were going to deal with it and if this child would even live.
Mm-hmm.
And before he was 10 years of age, he had around 27 different kinds of operations to redo his face and... his eyes, he happens born with no ears.
Oh, man. That's sad.
Is it kind of like what The Mask
I was going to ask
had?
That.
Mom, you remember that movie, The Mask? Or Mask?
Is that the one that Cher played in?
Yeah, Cher. And Eric Stoltz was the guy who played the Mask. Yeah.
Yeah. It probably was. I don't know how many operations he had, but this child, they had to put in a breathing tube because his bronchial area, his throat and all that was not formed. They had to make a new breathing, esophagus.
Right.
Oh,
and, of course, ears. He had no, you know how your eyes are just
open?
Just in your head. His was just
like push
sunken back.
It's like the Elephant Man a little bit, maybe. I don't know.
His mouth was all deformed, and any time he left the house, he had on a it was Star Wars.
Like a helmet?
Yes. It was a helmet. And So Julia, his mom, homeschooled him until he was 10 years old. She thought it was time that if he was going to go out into society, he had to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his dad didn't want him to go, but he had an older sister that thought it would be good for him, too. So the mom insisted. Well, Augie, they call him Augie. He's laughed at, he's stared at, he's yep. bullied, and he just hates going to school.
Right.
And finally, one day, after he'd been there maybe a week, a little girl befriends him, and she says, he told her, you don't have to do that. And he said, she said, what are you talking about? And he said, you don't have to be nice to me. And she Aww. Said, why are you doing this? And she said, because I'm tired of, I want some nice friends for a change. Because they, was it the prep school? And he got a scholarship. No, he didn't. The two boys that were bullying him were very smart, and they had the scholarships.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
But anyway, whenever he, it takes a while, but he finally wins over some of his classmates.
Mm-hmm.
And he's real smart because his mom taught him really well. And let's see, he's also very, very funny. He's very compassionate toward mm. others.
And how old is he in all this whole movie? Is it does it span the course of his life, or is it just like
no.
a certain age?
No, it just goes from birth to his 11th birthday.
Okay.
Is it a true story?
It's based on a true story, yes.
Oh,
neat.
So nothing to do with, like, Amazon Women. It's not Wonder Woman.
No.
Maybe a prequel to Wonder Woman. I was like, it's way different.
Gosh.
So don't go in there thinking that.
It is a wonder you don't need a helmet every day when you need to
use a helmet sometimes.
That little boy, Jacob Tremblay, he was nominated for an Oscar last year for that movie Room.
Was that him?
Oh, that was the one with Brie Larson where they're trapped in that guy's holding them prisoner in the basement. And then, yeah, he has long hair and then gets it cut off.
That's the kid?
That's the kid, Jacob Tremblay.
No way.
Yeah. That's
Oh,
him.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
This is a success.
Yeah, so that's him there. Yeah, so he's really playing quite the character.
Totally fine now.
Yeah, he's grown up now, so that's what he looks like.
Oh, wow.
I'm just showing John pictures
of
him.
Yeah, I'm looking at some pictures of him now, Mom. You got to see. Google him now. He looks great. And mm-hmm. what was the name of that movie? The Room?
Was called Room.
Room, not The Room. The Room is horrible.
It's called
this
Room.
This is called Room.
Remember, he'd be like, I miss Room.
Mom, have you seen Room?
No.
You need to see that movie. It's really good.
Like R-O-O-M?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not The Room, because The Room is another movie.
That's what The Disaster Artist is based on.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This movie is just called Room, without the.
Yeah, and it's about a woman that's like held captive. Remember like the mole women or like those women in Ohio who that man imprisoned in his basement, you know? And
right.
then they finally get out.
Yeah, I remember that story.
That's what it is.
That movie... this woman, well, I don't want to give it away. Just watch Room, Mom.
Yeah,
Do we like Wonder? Do we like it? How many fingers or thumbs are we given?
I love this movie, even though it was a tearjerker at times. And so if we're doing the thumbs up, all 10 thumbs.
Yeah, let's do all 10 thumbs. I like that. It's more
right.
fun. You give it 10 thumbs?
Yes.
Wow, 10 thumbs from Betty Boo's movie reviews.
Woo-hoo! That's
Congrats.
Awesome. I'm
well,
definitely going to watch that.
Hey, I know. Go ahead, Mom.
I have never really been a fan of Owen Wilson, but he was wonderful in this movie. Mm-hmm. I just fell in love with him.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow, Owen won my mom over.
I'm not a big Julia Roberts fan.
Oh.
And I should be because she's from Georgia.
Right.
I used to like her like early on, and then I just kind of started getting annoyed. But now she's making me.
You know what? I really liked her at first, but then I started not to like her when I saw an interview with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Do you remember this? Have you seen this interview I'm talking about?
I think I have seen this interview.
Where, like, oh, she's her what was the movie they were in? Southern Women. Or,
that was.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Uh-oh, here comes Aaron.
Get in here.
Where she has diabetes.
Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
Steel, that's right.
I mean, they're going to take my Southern charm away from me because I don't know
I know,
that.
We should have known that. Aaron knows it.
That's literally the most
The one
Southern
guy
thing.
Not from the South, he's like, move over.
What's it called? The stuff that you put on biscuits?
Oh,
or
gosh.
The stuff that...
What is that stuff?
That it's like white with sausage in it.
Mm,
gravy.
Gravy.
It's gravy.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
But that they were talking about interviews with the cast, and Julie was talking about how she was complaining about being on set and it was just really hot, mm-hmm. and they didn't have little fans or air conditioning, and she was just whining a bunch.
Yeah,
and she
was trying, humid.
And she looked over at Dolly, and Dolly goes like, "Well, you know what? My whole life I always wanted to be a movie, so I'm not going to start complaining
now."
Oh, snap! Like give it a little snap, yeah. So I was like, okay, go ahead, Dolly.
Well, hello, Dolly.
Mom, didn't you know somebody that played basketball with Dolly Parton in high school?
Basketball?
Yeah, Virginia Whaley.
Yeah. How crazy is that?
No way. In high school?
They played against each other. Okay. They were on the same team, or how'd that work, Mom? I forgot.
Sevierville, that's where Dolly's from, in
Tennessee.
And I forgot what little town Virginia was from, but their schools were close by, so they were rivals.
I wonder what position Dolly played.
I don't know.
Must have been hard for her to run.
No.
Without getting
video
black
of this.
Eyes all day.
That's what she would tell you, too. It was like, yeah. Wow.
I mean Dolly
three
Parton.
Balls on the court.
Somebody, you know, this famous joke that Dolly Parton used to tell, they asked her, Miss Betty, one time, they said, "Why are your boobs so big, but your waist is so tiny, and your shoes are so small, your feet are so small?" And she goes, "Oh, honey, things can't grow in the shade." My favorite Dolly Parton joke.
Dolly's got so many good zingers about the boobs.
I went to see her at the Hollywood Bowl, and it was by far the funniest comedy show I've ever been to in my life. And she played 13 different instruments.
Incredible.
Did she sound good, too?
Fabulous.
Yeah,
she sounded
amazing, and she didn't have an opening act. She just took an intermission. She played for 2 hours.
My mom loved Dolly, and also Barbara Mandrell.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, when we on Saturday mornings, we'd have to help clean the house, mm-hmm. and so we would play music, and it mm-hmm. was Dolly Parton, Barbara Mandrell, or Elvis, I think. Those were the three big ones.
My mom used to love that tape trio that was, like, Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and, I forget the other one.
Mom, do you know?
I can't think of the other one either.
Wait, Aaron's going to chime in. That would be...
like one of the Mandrills.
The Mandrill sisters.
Yeah. But it was we used to listen to that all the time. And then I was telling John last week, Ms. Betty, that I always thought Kenny Rogers and Dolly were married because of all the Christmas specials that they used to do together.
Yeah. I think a lot of people thought that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mamba, so we always start our podcast with a personal question, and today we asked each other, like, when we found out, spoiler alert, when we found out that Santa wasn't real. Do you remember when you found out?
Yeah.
When I found out?
Yeah, like, how old were you when you found out that there actually was no Santa?
Oh, my. I'm sure it was pretty early because Mama didn't want us to be confused. When we found out there was no Santa, then we wouldn't think there was a God. And so she always put the emphasis on God and the baby Jesus at Christmas. And
okay.
So it was pretty early.
Okay.
And so I wasn't devastated.
It wasn't like some crazy moment that, Okay, that's good.
They're like,
and Mom, did you listen to our last podcast? We talked about the cone weed in Huntersville.
No, I haven't heard that yet. I listened to Sarah and Sarah.
Oh,
isn't Sarah your friend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my friend Sarah. Oh, that's so nice.
That's the last one I've listened to.
I love you too, Mom.
She doesn't listen to the ones where you're on.
No. Can we do more of just Sarah's?
I've been nursing your sick papa.
I know. Aww. I gave him strep.
Oh,
yeah. I had to take him back to the doctor today.
When I was home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no,
I
went
to
me.
Yeah, and so I think that's where that's probably where he got it. So he still has it.
Yeah, the strep's gone, but now he's got some kind of bronchial infection.
Oh, gosh.
So they put him on a different antibiotic and a steroid this afternoon. So
hey, do you think we could talk to him just real quick about the coneweed?
Okay. Let me see if he feels like talking.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't like kill him.
He's gonna have a steroid. He's gonna be super muscular by the time.
Gonna snap. He's gonna be mad as hell.
Can you talk to him?
Don't ask me about Conway. Hey, Daddy.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Hey, we did a coneweed last episode, and I wanted to get your input on the coneweed.
Update.
Yeah, do you know anything? I mean, you're the one who told me about it, and I looked it up.
That's about the most ignorant thing anybody could do, but they did it. There was a place in Huntersville near a fire department where property across the street was owned by an individual, and all summer long they mowed around this cone that's on the side of the road.
Yeah.
They didn't pick the cone up. They didn't mow it. They just mowed around it.
Yeah.
And over a period of time, there's this humongous weed. It looked like cannabis growing up through the center of it.
Well, you'd probably smoke it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, it is called weed.
Yeah. It's...
But I'm sure that's not what it was.
Of
but
course
it flourished. It looked really good. So, you know, as time progressed, they Thanksgiving came and went, and the fire department decided, you know, they're going to hang a bulb on it like Charlie Brown's little puny cookies.
Right. Oh, so it's like a joke. Like,
right,
let's make a funny thing. Yeah.
That joke turned into an elaborate decoration.
Right. Well,
someone else picking that up and deciding to make a charity out of it. So they printed some T-shirts and made a very nice looking T-shirt.
Yeah.
And sweaters with this cone weed and the cone on it decorated.
I love
and they sold hundreds of dollars of these things. And,
yeah,
the Department of Transportation said we can't have this, so they came and they took it down. It distracted
drivers,
I mean motorists, and they thought it could be a hazard, so they took it down.
Oh yeah.
Well, needless to say, they got hundreds of phone calls. They decided maybe that wasn't the smartest thing to do, so they brought it back.
Oh, they brought it back.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they brought it back, sent it back. And now it's there, and it has its place in history. And I learned just recently that the charity for this cone weed T-shirt and
right,
about $20,000.
Isn't that nuts?
Wow.
Just out of a joke.
Yeah, it's taken on a life of its own.
Hey, Dad, when I come home for Christmas, can we go to see cone weed?
Sure.
Okay.
You want to sit on his lap?
Daddy, take me to Coneweed.
Dad, I want to go see
him. I'll do it.
I want to go see Coneweed, and I want to get some T-shirts, and that's what I'm getting Sarah and Aaron here for Christmas. You guys are getting Coneweed shirts.
What's the charity that it is for?
Do you know the actual charity it is? Do you know, Dad?
What was it?
For the children's home.
For the children's home.
Okay.
There's a children's home near there, I think.
Coneweed for kids.
Yeah, that's where John was born, right? In the children's
that's
home?
That's where Daddy got me.
Yeah, John was born in a home.
He used to tell me I was adopted all the time.
No way.
He did.
That's so mean.
He go, I don't know where he gets it. It's because I do something, obviously, that's so David reap that he go like, I don't know where he gets it. He's adopted.
Yeah. Not much yet. Yeah.
Hey, Dad, you remember the time it snowed and you took us to Lenore? And we went sledding down that hill, a bunch of us.
That was probably not one of my best decision making.
Well, here's what happened. It was snowing really bad. It's like everywhere. It's like 30 miles from where we lived. We're in the back of a truck, and with the cab on it, you know.
Oh,
but to keep us warm,
canopy.
Kerosene heater inside.
Oh.
What did I say?
I said to keep us warm in the back of the truck, you put the kerosene heater in there while we drove half an hour away. Go ahead, Dad. What?
It's not one of my finer decisions. What can I say?
No. I'm still alive, and it's hilarious.
What about him? When did he find out Santa wasn't real?
Oh, yeah, Dad. Do you remember when you found out Santa Claus wasn't real?
Yeah, I hate the guy that told me. His name was Pat Goodson.
I hate him, too.
We were sitting on a Ford tractor in his yard. I was wanting to drive the tractor, and he wouldn't let me. He was about 6 years older than I was.
Yeah.
And I may have said something like, I'm going to ask Santa Claus for one. Oh, let's do Santa Claus. What?
How old were you?
I don't know, probably 6-7 years old.
Oh, my God.
Found out early.
So
both
young.
Of my parents found out early. I found out early, too. I wonder if my brother Jason would get on the phone, we could find out. he's too shy. Well, thanks, Dad. I hope you get feeling better.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I got some prednisone, some steroids. So I just got it today, so this should knock out pretty quick.
You're not like breaking down doors and snapping at mom, are you?
The Hulk.
I said pecan pie, Betty.
Yes.
All right, Dad. I love you. We're gonna say goodbye now.
Same here, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's classic.
Oh my gosh.
Classic. I mean, honestly, I'm surprised I'm alive.
Yeah. I can't believe they put Comey back. That's an update. We didn't know about that.
Yeah, I think it's at the fire department. You can still go see it.
So it's not in the original place on the road.
Because they cut it. But then some people said, no, how dare you? And they kind of faked it. So then it's like, no, it's not the original Cold Wind.
Oh, no.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I'll get a full report when I get there. I'll get more details when I get back. And we'll figure this out. We'll get
really
to the bottom of Cold
Wind. Yeah. Oh, man. That is so much fun.
You know, there are so many crazy stories from my hometown. And so I found out about this one a while back. And I'll give this will be a teaser.
Right.
So I'm going to give a teaser for this one for the next episode of Fried.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you the full report.
Okay.
I'm just going to read a headline, okay? So if you got to come back next week if you want to hear the whole story. There was a documentary, and this took place in Maiden, North Carolina, which is right next to Hickory. We play these guys in football.
Maiden?
Maiden. Yeah, M-A-I-D-N. D-E-N.
Yeah, like a maiden.
Yeah, yeah, like Iron Maiden.
Oh, okay. I was going to say like a dame.
Or that.
Like a lady.
Yeah.
like Iron Maiden.
Yeah. Oh. So in Maiden, North Carolina, smaller than Hickory, they
they did a documentary?
There's a documentary about this situation. And the documentary is called Finders Keepers, the story of a gnarled leg and the lives it altered. A guy...
A gnarled?
Yeah, so a guy... lost his leg in a plane crash. And then, from the shin down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to keep it. He's like, I want the leg. And so, had surgery, whatever, but he wanted his leg. And so he took his leg and he had it mummified. He put it
taxidermy?
Yeah, like that kind of thing. Yeah. but with the bombing fluid and wrapped it up in a screen door thing. This is a very weird story. And then he kept it for a while. And then he
got mowed down.
And then he moved right inside the cone. He moved, but when he moved, he put all his stuff in storage.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
And he happened to just put the leg in a grill that was in the storage
in
unit.
In a grill?
It just got put somewhere. So there's all this stuff in a storage unit, and he puts it in a grill. Then he can't pay it.
Oh.
And someone bought the storage unit.
Like Storage Wars, where they
get
on it.
100%.
Oh, my God.
And that guy got the leg, and now he's not giving it back. And it turned into a huge deal.
Okay.
So for the details on that, you're going to have to come back next week for more Fried.
For more Fried.
Hey,
stay tuned.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's a crazy, crazy story.
For the second leg of the episode, come back.
That is right.
Oh, my
gosh. Sarah, you got any tour dates you want to throw at these people real quick?
I'm going to be in Atlanta at
the
Punchline December 14th through 16th. That's my last gig of the year. So
say hey to Jamie Bendel for me.
Oh, okay.
I love that guy.
If you want to see me in 2017, you're going to have to come to the Punchline in Atlanta. I'll be there December 14th through the 16th. And my parents will be there on the Saturday early show. So if you want to meet them.
Oh, nice. Georgia Sue will be there.
Georgia Sue and Drunken Tony. No, I don't know. I just made that. My dad will be drinking peppermint schnapps.
Oh, man.
At the.
I want to go now.
At the bar. No, he'll probably be drinking something else. I don't know.
I'll be Wilmington December 12th at Dead Crow Comedy.
Oh, I love that place.
That's a fun room.
They have great hats.
They do have good hats there.
Yeah.
I like the guy who runs the place,
yeah,
too. And then December 13th through 16th, Raleigh, North Carolina, Good Nights.
Ooh,
that's where I got started.
Great club.
First club.
Great
ever.
Club.
That's, I love that club.
That's where the wallet guy happened.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, tweet at him or something. Let him to come see me.
I don't know.
I'll take his wallet.
I don't have his information.
Okay.
If I would have put him on blast.
Then I'm going to be in Huntsville December 27, 28, and then Nashville to do the New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, yeah.
Zanies. So there you go, folks. Thank y'all so much for listening to another awesome episode of The Fried. Oh, crap. I got to plug this in.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought I'd hit it in there. Hang on.
It's probably going to blast.
Wait, here it goes. Get in there. Aaron, it's not going. There
you
it is.
Go. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
You're fired.
See the love in my woman's eyes.
Not